Shmaitzes here, or Lechaf Ches Elul, I believe. Chaf Shinai and Dalid, and we're synopsisizing Shmaitzes Zion, although I don't know who we're doing it for. But the people that we want to do it for have decided not to come. And the people that are here now don't need it.
I think it's helpful.
Where's Pesach? He can't get Pesach back. He's gone.
I spoke to him. I thought he was going to come. Really,
yeah, he makes you think that when you talk to him. He's real good at that. Okay, I think we're going to take a break the week of Asara Seres HaMetshuva. I was nice enough to come. I come just for this year. Okay, let's go. It's good for me. I guess we'll go back to Perek Aleph. I don't know, okay, we'll go very quickly. He's talking about Eid Misa, obviously, an Eidus that a woman's husband died. And then Eid Echad's Nemon, and the question is, why isn't Eid Echad Nemon? It's classic Davar Sheberva. So either it's Midrabbanon. Some say the Feirush is Midrabbanon. Taisa says it gives a reason why it's not called like a Davar Min HaTorah, because it's logical. So we said, we explained that, at least I think the explanation is, and the Shmaitzer will say such a svara later in a different context. I'm not bringing a raya, I'm just saying the concept exists. And really it's miyusar ad loshon Rambam by Eidus. If you know something is so, you don't need Eidus. Eidus is there for when you don't know what's going on. And it's a very important Rambam, a very lomdish Rambam, to be medayik in the Lashon Rambam, a very big yesod, that Eidim don't really clarify the reality. It's just a din of Alpishnayim Eidim Yokum Dovar, which gets this fellow here very nervous. Eidim is considered the biggest beer in the world, but it's a halachic, it's not reality, it's a legality, not a reality. So the pshat in this is that it's not called like he was dovim and atoyer, because Chachamim decided that because of the circumstances of daikul mitzvah and mitochomer shechamartaleh tefilasa, Chazal decided to believe her. Believe her again. The Shmaitzer is going to say such a svara later. It's not edus really. It's edus would be akiras dovim and atorah. The pshat is they say that you're allowed to believe her. So now you know what happened. Like your mamish believe her, not a din, not a legality, but you can believe her. You can be sure she's telling the truth. Or not know she's telling the truth. And that's not called. That's what I think is Tratton Toises. Okay, that's just an explanation of why it's not called Akira's Dovah Menatera. You can tie this, and then why is it the Rabbanon? How come it's not called the Araisa? If I'm right. So, oh yeah, okay. So I would say, because it's Rabbanon that decided that this belief exists. So you can make a claim that that's still the Araisa. All Rabbanon are doing is making that decision. You know, but that's like they made an umdana, they made a shuma, like they shot up how much a field is worth. So they. But the Messiah says if Rabbanon wouldn't have stepped in, then it wouldn't have been. We wouldn't have assumed that's the reality. So they had to say it. So you can make a case that it's only Drabona. What do you mean? He explains places the way I just explained it?
Yes, but with the exception that he says that therefore it is the Torah gave the Chachamim the power in those circumstances to make it a din d'oraisa.
No. I don't know how he knows that. I mean, I got news for you. If Yesh Koach Biyat Chachamim Wakadovim and HaTorah, hello? I don't know how to break the news to you. If Yesh Koach Biyat Chachamim Wakadovim and HaTorah, who gave them that Koach? Who gave them that Koach? Who gave them that Koach? Answer the question.
I don't know what
the truth is. Whenever did Yesh Koach Biyat Chachamim HaTorah B'Shev Al Taisa? Who gave them that Koach? Tell me.
What
never
could
one answer. Who gave them that koach?
Torah.
Torah always gives them the koach. That doesn't make it the Araisa. And you still call it Lakar Dovim and HaTorah. Now, I want to ask you a question, and I demand an answer. How can you, on one hand, call it Lakar Dovim and HaTorah, if the Torah gave them the koach. So the Torah gave them the koach, not the government of Torah? The answer is yes. The Torah also works on a different level. The Torah is not a simple document. The Torah also says this is chutz from the normal channels of our rules, and we're giving them the koach to do it. So it is a chefetz of lakar dover min haTorah. They're empowered by the Torah, lakar dover min haTorah. I don't think it's as crazy as it sounds. They're empowered by the Torah, but the Torah recognizes that being okay dover min haTorah. They don't have to do it, right? It's optional. They have decided to be okay dover min haTorah. The Torah empowered them. It's outside the regular rules. It's not a rule in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say anywhere that because of Daiko Mintzava you have to believe the woman.
Does that have a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan?
I don't know what that means. She's allowed to marry.
Whenever
Chachamim have a koch lakar dovim in our Torah, they ultimately affect the d'oraisa level. Here's a married woman who's marrying someone else. Now, she's not marrying someone else midirabbanon, and midiraisa the kids are mamzer, midirabbanon the kids not a mamzer, chas v'shalom, right? Of course it's functioning, and it sweeps away the diraisa totsos of the diraisa din. She's allowed to get married, Rabbanu Shalom. Calling it dirabbanon, I don't know what ramification you want to have. It's called midirabbanon because it's midirabbanon. But they have the koach to do that. But again, you know, they have the cost to do it, and it certainly works on a diaraisal level. A married woman's getting married. Of course it works on a diaraisal level. A married woman's not allowed to get married. They didn't say a married woman's allowed to get married.
So like the Rav was saying, Edus is the only Edus, two Edus, he's the Raisa.
Edus, yeah. Well, maybe Edechod, by Sota, now you're getting into it. There might be exceptions, but basically, yeah. A woman's belief, because of Daiko Mintzava, the Pshat and Tosis is, it's not Akira's government at Torah. Adrab Tosis says, it's not Akira's government at Torah.
Just mamish 5 lines.
I don't want to learn Chazanish.
No, I know. Just five.
First of all, I'm not even learning Chazanish.
No,
I'm learning the Milui Shmaitza, who quotes the Chazanish, who cites the Chazanish. Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying in Tosis.
Okay.
Anyway. Now I have to look at Tosis. Now I'm not sure anymore if Tosis says it's not. Maybe I misrepresented what Tosis says. Not that they have a koach like a government at Torah. Tosis says it's not called Akira's government. I have to look at the Lashon Tosis. Let me look at the Lashon Tosis. I have this wonderful Shmaita that I went crazy looking for and I made others crazy. Let me at least use it. What am I looking for? I'm looking for Yevamos. I'm looking for Yevamos. Hold on. Isha Shalom. No, Isha Rabba I'm looking for. Okay, here we are. Lo choshev oker dover min haTorah. Lo choshev, it's not called Akira's dover min haTorah. It's not even called Akira's dover min haTorah, so I take that back. I was talking that it is an Akira's dover min haTorah that they would have a koyach to do. It's not called Akira's dover min haTorah. Okay, I take that back. Because they decided that that's the reality. That when she says this, you can assume that's the reality. It's not like you're the there, but it's still Durabonon, because Madeirai says it's not Akira's government at Torah. Yeah, you have to say something like that. I mean, if Tosfos would say it's not Akira's government at Torah. I mean, Madeirai said this would not, we would not assume that this is the reality, just because she says it. With all the Daiko Mitzvahs in the world. So Hilchel, it's certainly Drabonon. But it's not like Kiruv Dovah HaTorah, because they're not coming, they're not at loggerheads with the Torah. The Torah, like a, the Torah also agrees, if the Torah would say nothing helps but pure Eidus, then it would be called Kiruv Dovah HaTorah. But the Torah also agrees that if you know the reality, you don't need Eidus. So that's what you see in the Rambam. That's maybe a Chiddush, but it has to be said. Eidus is for when you don't know. When you do know, there's no need for Eidus. Eidus is for when you don't know. So, Chachamim are deciding that this is a sufficient level of knowledge. But that's not, they're not at loggerheads with the Torah. It's still the Rabbanan, because the Torah didn't say this is enough. But they're not fighting the Torah. They're not fighting the Torah. They said, we decided this is enough. Maybe the Doris changed, maybe the reality changed, maybe... I mean, they created the Daikol Mitzvah, remember. They made the Choy Meshech Matalev, besides that, they created that. So they created a matzah in which she probably is telling the truth. Okay, so that's Tosfos Shita. Rashi is more classic. Rashi also says it's the Rabbanon. Except he says it's Afkin Rabbanon Kedusha Minei. It happens to be a legal trick where Rabbanon could have their way in being Matir and Eishes Ish. They just form a slate of him, and they say, we have decided that called the Makadish to die the Rabbanon Makadish, and we don't want this woman around. We don't want this Eishes Ish status to be. That's only Rashi Shita, the big Chiddush, because the Gemara usually, when things are that way, you have the next 10 lines of the Gemara which speak it out, and it says, Tenach the Kodesh Bekaspo, the Kodesh Bebiya Mahikal and Neymar, and the Gemara says, Asur Rabbanu Vilos of Vilos Nus. So here you don't have any of that. There's no hint in the Gemara that that's the dynamic here, so Rashi is a very big Chiddush for that reason. The Gemara doesn't. Whenever it's this dynamic, the Gemara is not embarrassed to say that it's this dynamic. Okay.
The Rambam says that Rashi don't.
What?
No, the Yehuda says that only because it's AVPA, and Rashi agrees that it's the Rabbanon. In fact, the Rashi
didn't say Rashi says it's the Rishon, we said Rashi says it's the Rabbanon. But it works with Afkin Rabbanon Kedusha Minei.
Okay, whether
that works, that's a huge sugya b'fnei atzmo. How that works. Called the Makadish, that's a sugya in itself. And what was the Gemara's kasha? Tainach the Kaddish Pekaspa, the Rabbiya Michael Meimar, and then what's the Gemara's teretz? The Rambam is unclear, bless his soul, or else he wouldn't be the Rambam. The Rambam says that, Tanucha Vidal Gluye. Now, is that a Diraisa Svara or a Rabbana Svara? Now that's also only Loim the Shakri Inshi. That's also not Eidus. That's just also an Umdana that it's the truth, that it's reality. Again, when I say an Umdana that the person's telling the truth, both by Daiko Mensala and here, Milta Vidal Gluye, it's not, I want to stress, I think it's important to stress, it's not a substitute for Eidus. It's, I know the reality, so Eidus doesn't play a role. I don't need Eidus. I know the reality. It's not a substitute Eidus. It's stronger than Eidus in a certain sense. It's telling me the reality on a pragmatic level, and now I know the reality, so I don't need Eidus. Okay. What?
Is that like a Ruben of Eishetam? People don't
he's
lie.
Great. He's not great. Great.
Well, people don't lie. People don't lie.
Great.
No? Sometimes
the
people don't lie.
In the book of Eagle of Gluia. In the book of Eagle of Gluia, Rami Shakin. You want to know, we learned in the previous Mitzvah that there are certain things that, we learned in the previous Mitzvah that there are certain things which are called Chazoka. And they are very close to being Ruba the Lesser Kamon. And we explained that it's not a clear Ruba the Lesser Kamon, because it's not really the Teva Habriya. It's something that could change. It's behavioral. So it's enough to create a chazaka. Chazaka means it's a status quo. That bestoma, you can assume that that's the way it is. That's chazaka. Now it's a chazaka of virur, not a chazaka of meikara, but it's chazaka of the shakriyinchi, who are in them to react to sudam afsida, whatever. A behavioral, very good word, perfect word. A behavioral ruba the lesser kamon, we'll call it, usually is presented by the Gemara as a chazaka. It's good enough to be a chazaka, it's not strong enough or objective enough to be a ruba, a real ruba the lesser kamon. Okay. So here, the achrayim are not sure if that makes it the araisa the rabbanon in the Rambam. The Noi Yehuda says that it's the araisa, because the Gemara in Shavuos says that an eid echad, and here you're talking about a kosher eid, that's what we're talking about, is mechuyev a korban shvua if he doesn't come testify because of the ksuba, right? That's mominous. He was matzah hamominous. So now, Gemara says, Shvua says, in the Hegas benosha. Now, an isha happens to be nemun be'edus misa. So, how does that stim? Rapopa says, an eid echad be'edus isha. Eidus isha meaning that her husband died. Has to bring a korban shvus eidus, if he refuses to testify, swore falsely, blah, blah, blah. So then why, how does that stim with the rule that an eid is benoshim? We know that a woman is neman to be an eid misa. So, you know, Yehuda says, that's a clear raya, that's only drabonon. At least the isha is only drabonon. Adarabba, it's a raya that the eidus, the misa is the araisa, and well, there is a korban shvua, and the ish is only the rabbanon, so that's why there's no korban shvua. Okay. Shmaitzer says that's still problematic, because eidus sota is certainly with the araisa, that an ish is neman, he assumes that an isha is nemenis by eidus sota to say she was nitma'a, and that's certainly with the araisa. So then, Vaitesh will say there should be no way, because it's Nageya the Ksuba, to say that it was Nitma'ah. So why is Shu'us Eidus not Nageya's Benashim? Lacharis Nageya's Be'ed Sota. Right? So the Parshas Drachim answers that whenever a woman's Nemon, it's not really Eidus. It's not Eidus. It's not Eidus. No. It's not, it doesn't really. It's not Eidus, so she's not a kosher Eid, but she's Mokom. So she's punked. No, I'm sorry, I'm mixing it up with the Shmaitzer's answer. The answer of the Parshas Racham gives is that since she's normally not an Eid, so even if you find the place where she is an Eid, still Shavuos Eidus is not knowing. That's his answer. So he's saying it yourself, that if you're not an Eid generally, then if punked in one place you are an Eid, there's still no Shavuos Eidus. That is similar, as Shmaitzer says, to the story of the Tosfos Yontif, who brings on a machlokes of Bikiva Chachamim about a melech. If a melech is mechuyev in a korban shvua, so the Tosfos Yontif says by eidus moment he's certainly not direct moment, but most moment is shayla. The whole shvua of eidus is only by moment. But it means if it's a direct moment, it's like a shayla, Ruvain lent Shimon money, whatever. So of course he's potter because he doesn't have to say eidus. He can't be made, a melech can't be made. So if he's not a bar eidus, he's not mechuyev korban shvua. But there are dinei nefashos in which he could be made. Of course, the shaila of korban shvua is only by mominus. So it means the shaila of nefashos is that he'd be made if someone killed someone or whatever, or something like that. And I'm talking about Negeri Yerusha. So that's the moment is that it's Nogeya, that the person, the son, let's say, wants him to come to Beis Din, wants him to be made so that he can get the Yerusha. Right? So he doesn't want to come, but here he could say Eidus, because it's Dinei Nefashos, it's being made that Reuven killed Shimon. It's just a marshal. That's what the Shmaitzer works out, but that must be the case. So it seems like it's a Machlaikas. Machlaikas. Rabbi Kiva says that since he's not an aid generally, so even in the place where he could be an aid, where he is an aid, he's not mechuyev a korban. So the Shmaitzer says, but that's only. So he says that it's similar to that svara. But then he says, but that's only But then the Parshas Rochem's terrace really does not work out, because that's only Rabbi Akiva. Rabbanon hold, we pass like Rabbanon. And you are Mechuyev with Korban Shvua in the area where you could say Eidus. So the Parshas Rochem's terrace is not really a good terrace. How come by Eidus Misa, if it's the Araisa, or an Eid Sofa, which is certainly the Araisa, how could you say that Moshim are Einam Korban Shvua? Lechora, they, here's a case. In this case, they'd be Mechuyev with Korban Shvua. Okay. So, the Shmaita answers, it's not Eidus, it's only an Umdana. That when the Torah said that a woman's belief by Sota, again, I'm not 100% sure I know how he knows that theory, I said. But Akoponim, when the Torah said a woman believed by Eid Sota, or Chachamim said a woman, even if it's that a woman believed by Eid Misa, but a woman is not an Eid, sorry. So that means it's only an Umdana. So that's what I meant, that's similar to what we learned in Tosis, that every Eid Echad is only an Umdana, that is the truth. He's obviously not learning like that. He's saying that every Eid Echad there would be an Eidus. The Isha is not an Eidus. That's why the Isha doesn't bring a Korban Shvua. Then he brings Rayas, because when an Isha is made, also that someone died, so then you could have you go Basarov, you don't say Komokos Minotari Echad Echad Shnayim, you start adding up who said what, and it's Rayas that it works with Umdana, and you start figuring out what's more logical, who's to be believed. By Eid Echad, you don't do that. By Eid Echad, you say, Adarava, Komok, Shemina, Tarek, Echad, Ekan, Shnaya. But you don't say that by Anisha. So you see that difference. So that's why the Korban Shvua is not knowing by Anisha. Okay, that's Perek Aleph and Shmaitse. Perek Beis. Maitza says, well, Maitza, we're going to say that it's Midrabonon, because even if you'll say the Rambam holds us Midiraisa and the Svara of Milchavid Lagluy is Midiraisa Svara, but the Maitza, we paskin that by Eidus Momen, the belief of a Milchavid Lagluy is not enough to be Maitza Momen. And the Maitza, Dova Dova Mi Momen, from Momen to Erva. So the Maisa, if he's not, if on the Araisa level we paskin that by moment we don't say Mils David Lagluy is believed, so certainly by Erva on the Araisa level we're not going to say that Mils David Lagluy is believed, because the Dova Dova Mi Momen. Shmaita then brings more rayas that it's only the Rabbanon. He brings a raya from the Tosfos. Tosfos says that an Isha's Meyid that Meis Baila, so she's believed, right, she can get married. But she's very interesting din, she's not believed for the Tzara, right? Because we're afraid, Lagabi the Tzara, that she's lying. Because she wants to mess up the Tzara. Aye, she's saying it for herself, and she's getting married. So we say, like Thomas Thompson Christian, we say that, yeah, that could be happening. So the Tzara cannot get married. Now, let's say the husband's a Kohen. So the Tzara continues to eat Truma. Now you have a situation where one lady is getting married to a different man, and the Tzara, it's not just you being machmir, and you're not letting her get married, which is bad enough, but you're being makel and you're letting her eat truma. So Tosfos is mesupik if she can eat truma d'oraisa. Or maybe that she's eating truma is only truma d'rabbanan. Okay? The tzad that she can even eat truma d'oraisa is that the Torah has a system. And we, just like by Shnei Shvilin, where you know for sure one is Tomei, but you deal with each one separately, and in each one you paskin Cheskas Taira. So that's how the Torah works. You can deal with each thing separately. So here also you can deal with each thing separately, and you can actually paskin that she can get married and she's allowed to eat from a deer ice. Okay? So it's like Shnei Shvilin. It'll be in a different way. By Shnei Shvilin, you're passing the kula by both of them. Here you're passing the kula by one and the kula by the other, except the Maisa to steer it. So you can deal with each one. Tosfos then says, no, bad Zustel. Because the Maisa, you see, by Sofek Tumah versus Hayochid, you learn out that the Psak of Tumah has to be possible. point is a din. When you pass him Badai Tome, it has to be possible. If you know, Lamarshal, if two people have a Suffolk Tumah, and you know one of them is Tahar, it's impossible that both of them became Tomei. So then they both blive Suffolk Tomei, even if it's just a rabbi. You don't pass it with both Vadei Tomei. Because part of the limud from Suffolk Tumah, which is a Yochim, Sveiko Tomei, part of the limud is that it has to be possible. It has to be possible. And so it's not possible that they're both Tomei. You can't pass when they're both Tomei. So here also, it has to be possible. Well, wait a second, relax. We're going over this right. On the other hand, the Rambam is mashma, she could eat even Truma Deraisa. Right? Okay? So you have machlokas, let's say, Taisus and the Rambam.
Mm-hmm.
The Shmaitza asks, what happens to Shnei Shvilin? How come by Shnei Shvilin we allow that? So the Shmaitza explains Taisus. When you're paskening a psak of that by its nature has to be vadai, the person has a cheskes taira. So to say he's tome, it has to be a vadai. The paskening is vadai tome. So that has to be possible. By Shnei Shvilin, you're only paskening cheskes taira. You're not paskening vadai. You're not talking about Rishus Harabim, that's Sveiko Tohor, vadai. You're talking about that each one has a cheskes taira. So you're only paskening cheskes taira, you're not paskening anything vadai, you're paskening chazoka. So that you can do even though it's a stira, because you deal with each one and each one has a chazoka. But here you're being matted this woman to get married, you're being matted this woman to eat truma, that's a vadai. You know, I'm not sure why that's a vadai. Maybe by the zora you're just paskening she's the cheskes eishasish, she can continue eating truma because she has. I don't know, but that's what the Shmaitza says in Kavanas Taisus, that here each one needs a hiroa vadois, and therefore you can't paskin two hiroa vadoises, which are Shneishvilin. You're only paskining chazoka to assume it's tohor. Here you're paskining it's vadai tohor, it's vadai eshesish, you're letting her eat truma d'oraisa.
Yeah, but it's enough to say that you're making a
bad idea on the Zusha. I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway, better
than Shnei Shvilin. Yeah, but it's really only one half that you're
making a Horov Ados. Okay. Why did you search there anyway?
What?
The case of the half animal. Remember that when we had the half animal that was a problem. We have a problem that the same animal gets the same approach to that.
There one was kavua, and you were just saying kol kavua kamachzo machzo dami, and to one you were applying rove, so you weren't allowing one half to be mashpi on the other. It's also not a vadai, that's why. It's also just rove is like chazaka, that's why. Rove is like chazaka. You're just passing what you should assume. Okay, the Rambam though taka holds you can eat truma d'oraisa. So that would prove that the nemonos of an eid misa is only derabbanan. If it would be the oraisa, then it would be a stira. Interestingly enough, because it's derabbanan, so then maybe he holds like Rashi that it works with afkin rabbanan kedusha minei. So then it's bechal no stira. She can get married and she can eat truma because it's only afkin rabbanan kedusha minei. Ironically, the weakness is the strength, meaning. Of course, it's only the Rabbanon, so you have to give some sort of excuse. Why? So he says maybe he holds like the Rambam. If he would hold like Taisus, the way we explain Taisus, if he would hold that, because Rabbanon said that's the reality, then Mamish is a stira. Because if that's the reality, that's a stira to her reading Truma D'oraisa. But the Shmaitza's chap is that maybe if he holds it to Rabbanon, maybe he holds it works with Afkinu Rabbanon Kedusha Minei. And therefore it's no stira. Therefore it's no stira. Okay, we'll stop here. And we'll stop here. Is this yours? I don't need a bookmark. We're up to Paragimel.
Afkinu Rabbanon Kedusha Minei is
is that the same as like being Oker Dover Min HaTorah, but just in one specific case?
No. Well, it is like Oker Dover Min HaTorah, but the reason you don't hear about the Gedorim of Oker Dover Min HaTorah is because there's a system the way it works. Maybe it works with Hefker based on Hefker. That's why Rashi, when the Gemara always says Tainich the Kaddish Bekaspa, the Kaddish will be a Meikle Neymar, and then it's Rashi always says that they made the moment Hefker. Also, you see, that
it's not its own mechanism, it has to work according to another mechanism?
Or maybe it may work on the mechanism of called the Mekadosh, the Taita Drabona Mekadosh. But that's always, whenever you learn the Sugya, that's always a problem in the Sugya. Why do you need to make the Mom and Hefker if called the Mekadosh, the Taita Drabona Mekadosh? Why isn't that enough? Like, the Gemara always needs some sort of hook besides called the Mekadosh. Okay, you'll be able to...